feet. Knocks off number one Indiana.
Brent Spillane continues to be the hottest thing in college baseball.
The Illini win it over Ohio State 28-21 at the Horseshoe in Columbus.
Darren for the tie. He got it.
Oh,
he got it. 80-80.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Oski Talk from Gregory Hall. I'm Anthony Pasquale with Patrick Catazone and a 2-2 football team.
Yeah. Remember when we said that we could win five games in a row? Like, that was a possibility? I know I thought it was a possibility.
Yeah, and I mean, a few plays go different ways, and we're sitting here saying we're 4-0 right now. But we're not, and it really, really stung.
It was a bad game. I feel like unacceptable is probably the right word, right?
That's the word I keep on saying
when I think about this game is it was unacceptable, but
I understand where you're coming from with unacceptable, and I get it. But at the same time, I guess you could be the doom and gloom guy, and I'll be like, yeah, but there's this shred of positive here.
I'm down to be the doom and gloom guy.
And the thing I've got is that is a much more competitive game than we've seen Illinois play in the past.
That's why I said after the game, when I was talking to some friends, I was like, hey, like, this was last year, we would have gotten blown out.
Exactly. And we didn't get blown out. And we held the lead for the majority of the game. And I think some of the stuff Lovey said after the game was a little bit not smart, to put it nicely. But
what did he say? Just curious.
Well, so I've got a few quotes that I'm going to just throw in here. The first thing he said that just boggled my mind was, we've got a chance to win games now. In the past, I didn't always feel like that. That's a shot at the previous 3 years teams that you coached. Like, only now you feel like you have a chance to win? That's the first thing.
That's terrible.
It's brutal.
How can you say that?
How do you say that? I told one of my friends, and he was like, that seems like something you think but don't say. It's just horrible.
Just a terrible thing to say.
And then the other thing, he said, going back on it, looking at the decisions we made, I think if we had the opportunity to do them all over again, we'd make the same decisions.
I saw that one.
After a loss. You literally cannot say that after a loss. So those are the two that just really baffled me in the press conference. But he did say one thing that kind of was the silver lining in terms of these last two games. Was that our team had a chance to win the game. That's football. You know, you're not getting blown out. You have a chance to win.
We were winning the game. That's the thing.
That's the issue, though.
Here's the thing. Like, here's the thing about this game. I'll go full on doom and gloom, and like, it'll end up with me saying fire Lovey. I guarantee it. So you give up. Where do I start? Four turnovers. We get four turnovers on defense. Really good. The one thing that Lovey said that you want to see was more strips. So that's the one thing that was like really good. Hey, good job for you. But you can't have four strips and give up 600 yards on defense. You can't have that happen. You can't give up 600 yards on defense, period. You can't have four turnovers and still give up 600 yards.
Okay, I challenge anybody watching this, please. Find me a game where a team scored 38 points and forced four turnovers and lost. It shouldn't happen. It should not happen.
Ever. The defense was so bad the other, like, against Nebraska, it was hard to watch.
It was like, you can look at four turnovers and say, wow, they played well. They just got tired at the end. Whatever you want to say. But no, they got saved by those fumbles. If they didn't have those fumbles, Illinois probably loses 62-30.
Right. It was bad, bad. So here's the biggest issue. Here's why Lovey played this game terribly. The spread offense that we put out was good. The offense was awesome. It was well done. Play calling was great. The time management was awful. We did not have the ball on offense to give our defense a chance to win this game. Lovey should have said, hey, huddle. We're not running this play. Like, because at the end of the day, the defense got gassed. That's what happened. They were gassed and they gave up 600 yards. The offense was going way too quick. We'd strip them, and then we'd go three and out, which is fine. We scored 38 points today against Nebraska. You scored 38 points, you should win the football game. But his time management was awful on this game. The offense ran way too quickly. We gave the defense zero chance to rest, and we lost the game. They gave up 600 yards because of that.
Yeah.
That's just unacceptable. Like, you have to be smarter as a coach and be like, you see how this game is going? You see how they're driving down the field real fast and how we're driving down the field real fast? Slow the game down with the lead and win the football game.
Yeah, I'm with you there, but at the same time,
that was bad.
It's a little tough, though, because the up-tempo was working offensively for Illinois. Like,
I just think it's unacceptable. I think you have to slow the, like, regardless, you have to slow the game down.
Yeah, and
I mean, it might be working, and, like, I'll continue my doom and gloom after this point, but, like, the defense was gassed at the end of the day.
And you should expect them to be after facing 80 plays, I think it was. You should never have an offense run 80 plays on you. That's insane.
Yeah. So, that's what I think about that.
And it's especially...
That's on Lovie, in my opinion. That's like a time management thing that he should have said, hey, slow the ball down. Like, I get it. The offense is working. It's looking great. Slow the ball down. Let's win the game. We got the lead early. That's what we needed. Slow the ball game down. Like, time of possession was whack. They probably had three times more of the time of possession that we had.
And I'll give you this, too. Defense was bad all game. But when we needed them to make a stop and give our offense a chance, they did it. They did it. They stopped Nebraska from scoring inside the one, knocked them back down to the three or four. Right. They did. They had their goal line stand, forced a missed field goal, and Brandon Peters couldn't complete a pass on the last drive.
Right. Here's the bigger problem, too. Brandon Peters was bad. And that's why the play calling was mostly, like you have to mix up the play calling. That was a huge issue. That's been a huge issue all year long. Smith has gone one way or the other. He hasn't mixed it up great, I feel like. I feel like even the Eastern Michigan game was, like, the best one where we saw way too much passing. Today, there was probably way – or Nebraska, there was way too much
– well,
too many rushes.
It was 38 runs and 23 passes. That's decently balanced when running was working so much better than passing.
Right. The problem was is the pass – like, we couldn't pass the football. Well, Brandon Peters was bad today. He was bad.
He was.
He 9 for 21 is, like – worse than Westlund. Like, that's bad football.
Only one player on Illinois caught more than one pass, and it was Ricky Smalling, who caught 5. Dre Brown and Rayvon Bonner both caught a dump. Trayvon Sidney caught one pass for 0 yards because it was basically at the line of scrimmage. And Bebe caught a 26-yard touchdown. That was it. That was the entire passing offense. If you didn't watch the game, we just recapped the entire passing offense in 10 seconds.
Right.
Peters tried to air it out, had a touchdown if he led Daniel Barker.
Which is bad.
And poorly underthrown.
That's where the game lies. It was those moments. Was Peters could have made that throw, our offense would have, like, connected. But he missed throws. We were forced to run it on almost every down, which is fine. Reggie Corbin's Reggie Corbin is a top 5, probably top 10 college football running back, in my opinion.
Agreed.
He's top a generational
easily
generational talent.
You want him? He
had 20 attempts for 135 yards. Awesome. Like, that's what we needed from him. One touchdown.
Out a few series. Like, that's a great day from Reggie.
He was great. Like, I wish we used him more because I felt like Rayvon Bonner was a little flat tonight. Like, I don't need to see Rayvon Bonner on the 50-yard line. I need to see Rayvon Bonner on the 20, the 10, and the 1-yard line. I don't want to see him that much. Dre Brown and Reggie should be running on every other – whenever they're not in the red zone.
Yeah.
With Reggie mixed in on the red zone.
And Dre Brown was great. He had 6 carries for 59 yards and a touchdown. And he was giving the offense great field position on kick returns. He had 5 returns, and he averaged 35 yards on them. Like, that is crazy good production from a kick returner. But – you know, you mentioned the Peters interception as a moment that mattered. Another one would be how brutally they managed the clock at the end of the first half for the second week in a row.
Yeah, when that happened, I was like, hey, you know what? Like, I actually, like, I don't mind Lovie doing this because he's thinking, hey, like, let's take the lead in the half and regroup and see where we're at. And that looked fine. I feel like that play call was fine because we stopped him right away coming out into the third quarter and then scored. So that move looked fine.
But looking back on it, you lost by 4 points.
Right, which could have easily been – that could have been the game changer. So,
and for me, at least, like, watching that for the second week in a row, it seemed like the offense wanted to score. When Lovie started walking off, Peters was, like, shrugging his shoulders. Like, why can't we at least try to get a field goal out of this? Because the entire game, when Illinois had a one-touchdown lead, it felt like the game was tied. The only time you had breathing room was when they were up 14, in my opinion. That's how it felt. The 14-point leads felt like you're up by a touchdown, and the touchdown leads felt like you were tied. And I think you missed an opportunity to grow that lead a little bit. Let's say they kick a field goal, then they stop them coming out of the half-score touchdown, then they're up 17 instead of 14, and maybe the end of the game looks a little different. I don't know.
Yeah, there is so much I feel like we really could get into on this. It's just disappointing. And on top of it, like, what does that mean? Does that mean that Peters is, like, we don't have confidence in Peters? Here's the other thing too. Why was Isaiah Williams even in this game? Two read options,
and you waste a redshirt.
I don't get why we redshirted him this year at all. Because those were two option plays, and he's a freshman. He's not gonna give that ball away.
No chance.
Not a chance. He's not ready for Nebraska. He wasn't, unless he played the first two games, then he's not ready for Nebraska. He doesn't know. He hasn't seen an offense or defense yet, a Big Ten defense yet.
And he doesn't want to give his one play of the game to Ravon Bonner. He wants the ball.
Right, exactly. So why did we run that play? Like, why are we even redshirting him? Get him a little bit of experience. Like, so many question marks with this coaching staff. That just, like, mostly the management, the time management for Lovie was absolutely horrible this week. Then I was like, you know what? Like, this whole year, I've been like, hey, like, Lovie still has one more year. I don't think he does. Unless he beats Northwestern and Rutgers this year, I think this is it.
I think he will beat Northwestern in 2 weeks. And Rutgers. I think he will. I also think, here's my shred of positive, I think we match up well with Michigan, especially after how bad they looked against Wisconsin.
Right.
I think we matched up well against them. But, I mean, for a defensive-minded coach, Illinois hasn't improved defensively at all since he's been here.
Mm-mm.
They're giving up the same amount of points, more yards, obviously, 690 to Nebraska. And it seemed like Illinois was biting on the same two type. Like, Nebraska, from my eyes, ran two plays all game. And it was the read option or a little slant or a seam route up the middle to that number 10 wide receiver. I think he had like 11 catches. It was crazy, and Illinois just could not stop it. And if you want to talk about how good Nebraska's offense was or how poor Illinois' defense was, who do you think led Illinois in tackles?
Jake Hansen.
Tony Adams.
Oh.
When your safety leads the team in tackles, that is a big issue.
Huge
because
problem.
He doesn't have a chance to tackle somebody until they're at least 5-6 yards down the field. He had 12 tackles. Tony Adams had 12 tackles. Nate Hobbs had 3. Kirby Joseph had 4. The safeties had way too many chances where they were the last guy to stop a touchdown.
Yeah. Let me say this. Take Jake Hansen completely out of this equation. The linebackers were bad. Dele
and
Milo were pretty bad.
I thought Milo was good, at least in the first half.
They couldn't stop the run. They couldn't. I just hate the. It just goes, like, and that's not even their fault. Like, I hate this offense. The one big play I'm thinking, too, was that it was like a quick slant for the running back that Milo was covering, but he was supposed to drop back, or he's supposed to stay on the line in coverage and drop back when the running back was, when he should have dropped back before the play started and played zone, and then he probably wouldn't have been a huge gain. But the Tampa 2 does not work against a spread offense.
And it doesn't work against a mobile quarterback.
And there's
either.
Minnesota, like, we'll probably beat Minnesota because their offense isn't that good, even though it's kind of a spread offense. But everyone else runs a spread offense. Except for maybe Northwestern. Everyone runs a spread. So what's the big change now? What does Lovie do? He hires a defensive coordinator and he switches from the Tampa 2 because the Tampa 2 does not work at all. Like, it's just so frustrating to watch this defense in and out just be god-awful. Because at the end of the day, most of it's a scheme problem, and the scheme's never going to change with Lovie. It'll never change.
He's very stubborn in the way that he coaches defense, and it's not good because it doesn't work. Or at least it's not working. Illinois has a lot of talented defensive players that don't fit the Tampa 2 scheme. We could come up with maybe not any different scheme, but a different scheme defensively, and Illinois could be a much better defense.
Yeah, the only guy who I feel like, he's a Tampa 2 linebacker. You know who it is? It's Jake Hansen. Because he could drop back in coverage really well, and he could blitz. So,
yeah, Milo's good in space because he's much quicker than Hansen, and he's a little bit
bigger
build. Same with Harding, but they struggle in the Tampa 2.
It's just frustrating to watch it day in and day out be the Tampa 2 that screws us.
And I get that you have to run something along those lines because of how depleted the secondary is, but just do something different than Tampa 2. If it doesn't work, then it wasn't the Tampa 2. But you won't know until you try.
Yeah, I counted. I was waiting to see if we put a nickel in once. We did it once on the goal line. That was it.
Did it work?
No, they got it. So, I hate this. I hate this defense so much. It's so frustrating to watch. Let's move on.
Get into a positive real quick from that game. Fans were amazing.
Yeah, good job, Illini, for showing out. It was a lot
of
fun.
Thank you for coming.
I was, of my group of 20 people that I went with, I was the one of two who stayed back and watched the whole game, watched to the last 2 minutes to see if we could come back. And the other guy who was with me works for Illini Productions, so he had to stay. As I was walking out of the stadium, I was walking, my friend group left, so I was walking alone. Going by, people were talking, and a lot of it was like, hey, it was a fun game.
It was fun.
It was a fun game.
It was fun because there were points scored, it was a night game, great atmosphere, a ton of Nebraska and Illinois fans, so that chirp back and forth was good.
I hate the Nebraska fans.
Yeah,
that was
Go Big Red or whatever they kept saying.
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
But, I mean, either way, having that many fans, both teams seemed to know that the game mattered, and it was just a fun atmosphere. Obviously, Illinois didn't win, but hopefully that's enough to encourage people to come back and do it again. Yeah. I would love that same turnout against Michigan or against Northwestern or whoever else we play at home, Rutgers, whoever it might be. People were looking at me crazy when I said this, but do you think Illinois is in that game if there's nobody there?
No.
I think the crowd matters more than you think in college football.
So.
I really do. I think that crowd gave Illinois a ton of momentum, or at least a ton to feed off of in their offensive. I mean, I don't know. I think it helped a lot. I personally do. And I hope that student section can be loud and similar in the
future.
Just
as popping.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, it was a fun game. Wish we won. I'm really frustrated. Anything else?
They get a bye week, much needed. They can rest up, get healthier, hopefully learn how to throw the ball, learn how to stop an opposing offense. Just the little things.
The little things. That's
and
huge.
And then they go on the road to Minnesota, and by the time they come back, hopefully Michigan won't be ranked and we'll be playing them.
Yep. I feel like the second half of the season ought to be interesting.
It sure ought to be.
this Big Ten schedule is not that, I feel like not that difficult.
We don't have that tough of a schedule this year.
No, we should win more games. Whatever. If we go to a bowl this year, I'll eat my words. But for now, I'm still pissed. Let's talk about one upside of Illini sports, the very few that we have. Except, how many more days still of basketball season? Do you know?
Not off the top of my head, but
November.
It's coming up soon. Early November.
So at least
it's another month and a few weeks.
Yeah,
month
I'll look
and
it
2 weeks or so.
I'll look it up. Let's talk about Illini volleyball. They dropped a couple games in a row, and that's kind of when we stopped talking about them.
Yeah, if we talk
about
them, they win.
I know. They lost a couple games in a row. They lost to Illinois State, which is just a shame.
Yeah, the last time we talked about them, they were coming off a tough loss against Washington
and
Colorado in the Pac-12 Big Ten Challenge.
The
and
tough
we
losses
previewed
continue.
Their Redbird Classic, and they lost to Illinois State and UCF. But got a much-needed win against number 7 in the country, Marquette. So that obviously looks good in terms of RPI when it comes to the tournament.
Yeah, and then two big wins.
Rolling. Pacific and Loyola Marymount, they beat both 3-1. In the Bulldog Brawl, like we said, probably in Butler. We weren't sure, but most likely
Butler. Yeah, probably Butler.
And now they start Big Ten play this week. Friday and Saturday, they got Nebraska and Iowa.
Yeah, I feel like this next game is probably the big tone setter against Nebraska, and then we'll see kind of what else happens. But you think this is the one game that they need to win, mostly after last season.
Yeah.
At home, that'll be a good one. Hey, if you're in town, might Huff as well go Hall to that one.
Rocking. No football game to drag your attention. Get to Huff Hall.
Yeah, 7:30. That's a great game to go to. And it's on BTN, too, so you'll watch it. That's the best part. people who can't be there get to watch maybe the Illini win a game against Nebraska.
That's the goal, right?
Right. And then as we're trying to do now every Saturday, every Monday, a new segment where we power rank the Big Ten teams. I know my list is a lot different than last time's.
Oh, mine too, but number one has to stay the same. Yeah, Ohio State looks great. 75-6 over Miami of Ohio. First of all, I didn't know Miami of Ohio was a D1 team. So Ohio State doing playing them? But
It's in Miami, Ohio is in Ohio.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. Did you say Miami, Ohio? Yeah, I just realized that is so dumb of me to say. My bad.
They have a scholar house. We're close with them.
Really? Yeah. Oxford?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're cool.
But they took a fat L to Ohio State, and Ohio State's still going to be our number one. Who do you have two?
I have Wisconsin.
I have Penn State 2, Wisconsin 3.
Yeah, the only reason why I really don't have Penn State there, they're in my 3, is because of the bye week.
Yeah, I mean, I could easily flip-flop Penn State and Wisconsin just because of how dominant Wisconsin looked against Michigan. I mean, that was awesome for everybody but Michigan.
Yeah, amazing game. I feel like there's not a whole lot to talk about that one. But, I mean, you think how good that offense. Mostly, I mean, Cone's good.
Yeah.
Like, he's the best quarterback they've had.
In a while.
In it's a probably long since Russell time. Wilson. Yeah, you're probably right. Who do you have next?
I've got Michigan State next. I liked what they gave me against Northwestern. I like how they look right now.
Number three, I said I have Penn State, so I feel like that's...
Oh, I had Michigan State 4 because I said Wisconsin was my 3.
Okay.
So
okay.
I'm at Ohio State, Penn State, Wisconsin, Michigan State as my top 4.
Also, Jonathan Taylor at 200 yards. Like, that's just... That's
it's absurd.
Absurd.
So we've got the same through 4.
So yeah,
just different.
Order. 4. I have Michigan State. You said
Michigan State is also my 4.
Then I have Iowa.
I have Maryland 5.
Okay, I like that.
I still think their offense is very good.
Yeah, bye week. I feel like Iowa's kind of proved themselves that they might be decent this year.
Yeah, and then I've got Michigan.
All right. Then I have Maryland at my 6.
And then I have Iowa at my 7.
And I have Michigan at my 7.
Okay, so still through 7, we've got the same teams. People.
I want to say this, Michigan, Jim Harbaugh era, does it deserve to come to an end?
Not sooner than the Lovey era.
I feel like people forget how bad Michigan was before Harbaugh.
Yeah, they
were bad.
They're a powerhouse after Denard who Robinson can't win left, good games right now. That's all they are. They're a powerhouse who can't win big games, much like Notre Dame is. So maybe have them play and see what
loved
happens.
Loved watching that game.
Or something.
Jake Fromm's the man. So Michigan there. Maryland still looking good, obviously.
Yeah.
Mike Locksley is clearly a fantastic coach. Should have coached here. But oh well.
So through 7, same. Who do you have 8?
8, I have Nebraska.
I also have Nebraska 8. They looked good enough to beat Illinois. They didn't really show
it.
Yeah,
this seemed like the fluke game for them. They fumbled the ball 4 times.
Yeah, that
it would have crushed us if that wasn't the case.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, I feel like they look better. They'll be fine. They could come back and beat Wisconsin next week.
They could. It's at home for them, right?
Yeah, they spread the ball really well. I think Martinez is the best quarterback in the Big Ten. Can you name a better quarterback?
I mean, no.
I mean,
people want it to be Shea Patterson, but he's certainly not it. Cone, maybe, if he keeps this up. But, I mean, it has to be. Adrian Martinez.
Justin Fields, maybe.
Yeah, he's up there, too.
Maybe. I just feel like the most experienced is Martinez.
than Fields. Yeah, he's done it for longer. Fields is two, probably.
Yeah. Little power ranking quarterbacks right there. Where does our boy end up on the Peters?
Top 10. Of 12, of 14, he's 10.
Yeah, all right. That's not too bad. Where are we at, number 8?
Number 9. We both had Nebraska 8.
Number 9, I have Purdue.
I have Minnesota 9.
I don't like Minnesota.
I mean, I don't love them either, but they just have... At this point, I was basing it off of record, mm-hmm. and Minnesota has a better record than Purdue, Illinois, Northwestern, which is who I have after.
Yeah, I still like Purdue just based off of head coaching. Morris, probably the best wide receiver, in my opinion. Slot wide receiver in the Big Ten. I still think they'll probably lose a couple games, but I still feel like in terms of power, they're going to be really good.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have Minnesota. That's mostly based off of that one game I watched against South Dakota State.
Then I have Purdue. So, again, through 9 teams or 10 teams, we're even with the same teams.
11, I have Indiana.
I have Illinois there. I mean, obviously,
it's a little high for me.
They're 2-2, but there's a lot of good to be taken away from keeping that Nebraska game as close as it was, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Couple plays go differently. Maybe you get a stop here or there, and you're 3-1 or 4-0 going back to the Eastern Michigan game. I think 2-2 looks better than Northwestern's 1-2 or Rutgers' 1-2. So I've got Illinois 11.
Yep. Well, I'd disagree with that tremendously. then I have 12 Northwestern.
I've got Northwestern 12 also.
Yeah, they look terrible.
They don't look good at all.
Their offense is
certainly
bad again.
Beatable, especially since that's a home game for us.
Yeah, and prove me along the line, I have you at number 13. You are just a little bit better than Rutgers, so congrats.
We're at the same
place we've been for the last four years.
I have Indiana there just because, like, I think in terms of if we had these teams play each other, I think we'd beat Indiana. So that's why
They beat the crap out of UConn this week.
At UConn?
Oh, true. True, 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 true.
But you get where I'm at, though.
I get why you say that.
And then, obviously, Rutgers 14.
Rutgers 14, that one's easy. I want to say Illinois can prove me wrong, and we could easily be top 10. I feel like there's people in the Big Ten. Like, Big Ten West is open, for the most part, on the bottom half. There's Minnesota, Purdue, Northwestern are 3 games we could win.
Mm-hmm. And they're currently behind us in the standings.
I would take probably only one of those 3 games, but we'll see.
Definitely. I mean, it's hard when you're not going to have a lot of people here during Thanksgiving, but hopefully you beat Northwestern at home and then steal one on the road against Minnesota or Purdue, and then you're looking a lot better. Hopefully you win the Rutgers game too, so that's 5 wins right there. And then do you beat Michigan? Do you steal one at Michigan State?
I feel like we're grabbing at straws a little bit here.
It is.
I think we might end up
getting
with
four or five.
Wins. Yeah.
6 seems like a stretch, but...
Two more Big Ten wins, and I think that's about it.
Yeah, I could see that. Probably Rutgers and Northwestern.
Yeah. So that'll do it for Oski Talk. Thanks for listening. This feels like a real Illinois podcast officially after this loss. But, hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple, and have a great day.